Lesson 24. The fewest. The least. The one. What's the difference between the fewest and the least?
The difference between the fewest and the least is that we use the fewest with things we can count, whereas we use the least with things we can't count.
Give me a sentence with the fewest in it, please.
In my family, my brother is the one who reads the fewest books.
Give me a sentence with the least in it.
In my family, my sister is the one who eats the least bread.
Of these three books, has this book got the most pages?
No. Of these three books, this book hasn't got the most pages. It's got the fewest pages.
Who eats the least food in your family?
My brother eats the least food in my family.
Who drinks the least coffee in your family?
My sister drinks the least coffee in my family.
Of these three foods, bread, meat and salt, do you eat salt the most?
No, of those three foods, bread, meat and salt, I don't eat salt the most, I eat it the least.
Of these three drinks, water, milk and wine, do you drink wine the most?
No, of those three drinks, water, milk and wine, I don't drink wine the most, I drink it the least.
Opposite, next to. Who's sitting opposite you?
A student is sitting opposite me.
Who's sitting next to you?
A student is sitting next to me.
What can you see opposite this building?
I can see another building, etc., opposite this building.
Work. Rest. Most people. Do most people rest from Monday to Friday?
No. Most people don't rest from Monday to Friday. They work.
Do you think most people like working?
No, I don't think most people like working. I think they dislike working.
Do you work at the weekend?
Yes, I work at the weekend.
Glass. Wood. What's the window made of?
The window's made of glass.
Is the table made of plastic?
No, the table isn't made of plastic. It's made of wood.
Paper. Stone. What's this book made of?
This book's made of paper.
What's the wall of the house behind Mr. and Mrs. Brown made of?
The wall of the house behind Mr. and Mrs. Brown is made of stone.
Enough. Do you speak English well?
No, I don't speak English well, but I speak it well enough.
Are you tall enough to touch the ceiling?
No, I'm not tall enough to touch the ceiling. I'm too short.
Are you short enough to stand under the table?
No, I'm not short enough to stand under the table. I'm too tall.
Is my pocket large enough to put this book into?
No, your pocket isn't large enough to put that book into. It's too small.
That one. Repeat. What colour's this pencil?
This pencil's black.
What colour's that one?
That one's white.
Which pencil's red?
This pencil's red.
Which one's grey?
This one's grey.
Which book's open?
This book's open.
Which one's closed?
This one's closed.
Badly. Can you hear well with your fingers in your ears?
No, I can't hear well with my fingers in my ears. I hear badly.
Do you see badly?
No, I don't see badly. I see well.
Does this pen write badly?
No, this pen doesn't write badly. It writes well.
Do you speak your language badly?
No, I don't speak my language badly. I speak it well.
Telephone. Mobile. Phone. Call. Make a phone call. Is there a telephone in your family home?
Yes, there's a telephone in my family home.
Have you got a mobile phone in your pocket?
Yes, I've got a mobile phone in my pocket.
How many phone calls do you make a day?
I make about 3 phone calls a day.